This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. I have been working to invent a new spell called the Gift of Lesser Talk. It doesn't seem to be helping with my small talk at social gatherings, and I often find myself drained. Magic may not be the answer, but I know therapy can help. Do you know what's the right amount of socializing for you? Or how you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to stop draining your social battery and start living your best life. Therapy has allowed me to focus on better interactions in my own relationships so I can really enjoy my life and share the things I value with friends. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/magic today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/magic.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
Well, 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 my favorite clone assistant.
I'm your only living clone assistant.
Made it back to the Institute. And the place looks great.
There was so much paper around here. Would it kill you to recycle now and then?
Come on, we both know when a planet undergoes cataclysmic climate change, you just replace the core. It takes like an afternoon. Hey, didn't Lincoln have a big stack of plans over there?
Yeah, I repurposed it for my art. I'm working on something that's really going to transform reality.
Yes, the magic of theater. If only we could harness it as a power source.
Okay, so I encountered the shattering.
Oh, okay. First, you tell me what you think is happening.
Okay, interdimensional bees infiltrated the atmosphere on Foon to create an impenetrable planet-wide honeycomb?
Here's the thing. Maybe?
You don't know?
No, of course I know, but it has not been explained well.
Well, I mean, look at who you're talking about.
Fair enough. Ooh, here comes disappointment.
You know, that could be a bumper sticker on your car.
Shut up, sit back, and enjoy the show.
Hello from Castle Skullmaster, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. 5 years or so ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through the dimensional rift, and I use that to upload a podcast chronicling our quest to defeat the Dark Lord. And, you know, there have been some setbacks, like I am currently trapped, house-sitting in a giant fortress for an evil villain I've never met, Skullmaster. But you know what? It's nice to have a new place to kind of hang out. It's evil. There's a lot of creepy stuff here, you know. I don't know how much of it is just not my aesthetic. Really, blood spatter has really never kind of been my thing. I should bring my co-hosts in. Let's see here. I will bring them up on room here. I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, Chunt the Talking Badger.
Oh, yeah, BB.
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
Oh, I am doing great. Arnie,
I'm back on the beach, and it turns out I am wildly popular. I have so many friends here.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well, I took, I don't know if you noticed, but I took Woody from the castle. So I'm hanging out with Woody on the beach, and I met this sweet-ass beach bird named Falkenstein, and just having a great time.
Falkenstein?
Yeah. Just a cool beach bird. We have bonfires. We did Liza Feather Stiff as a board with Woody. What else? I guess that's about it for now, but boy, oh boy.
And to be clear, if I remember correctly, Woody is a board.
Woody is a vision board, which is a 2x2 or 2x4, I'm not quite sure, with eyeballs nailed to it.
Mm-hmm. So he probably did a good job at light as a feather, stiff as a board.
Oh, he was actually pretty bad.
Oh.
He dropped both of us.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And I have a bit of a splinter, but I won't tell because I want to remain friends. Actually, let me... Hold on one second. Let me... I'm going to hang up the room call. One second.
Oh, what? There's a knock. Ooh, I don't know who this could possibly be. who is it?
Oh, yeah, baby.
Hmm.
Bing bong, let me in.
Ah, that stuff sounds very familiar.
Who's there?
Sorry, whoever you are, Skullmaster is currently not here.
No, Arnie, it's me, Dum-Dum.
Dum-Dum? Oh, yeah. That's Chunt. Hey, bud, come on in. Yeah, why are you hanging out outside when you can hang out inside this creepy-ass castle?
Oh, thanks, Fuckface. I thought I was going to have to blow this thing down.
Blow this thing down?
Yeah, I don't know if you know this, but every castle in Foon has a dick, and if you blow it, it lets you in.
Okay. Okay.
It started long ago where there was three pigs living in a castle, and a wolf came, and he couldn't quite get inside because he wanted to sell something to the pigs, and eventually he just blew the castle, and castle let him in.
And the first castle was made of straw.
I feel like this is pretty straightforward common knowledge, Arnie. You seem surprised. Your face is deep red.
It's a lot. It's a lot to take in. I don't even know if I want
Setting me up.
Hey, you know what? Let's talk to our other co-host. Let's bring him up on the rune.
Oh,
here.
Woody? Let me just grab him here. I'll prop him up against the table.
Oh, okay.
And our third co-host, Woody, the vision board.
Okay. You know, between Woody, the vision board, Talbot, the other badger that is also back hanging out with us, Mundle the Grendel, who, again, I'm so sorry, Mundle, I keep not acknowledging that you're here, and I apologize about that.
Falkenstein, the beach bird.
Okay. Is he going to join us?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, then I'm going to call up Usador the wizard.
I am Usador, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakis. The elves know me as Fear and Yalak. The dwarves know me as Zonin and Hook Stanges, and I am known in the northeast as Gasmanius Maystar. And there may be other secret names you do not know yet. Oh, Arnold, it is such a lifeline to hear from thee. I have been so lonely here, all alone, stuck in these haunted hot springs.
Yusi, let me ask you a question. You arrive at a castle, the door's locked. How do you get in?
Well, you huff and you blow that thing down.
That's what I was saying. Arnie seems surprised. You never blown a castle? Come on.
I don't know. I guess whatever a castle's private business is, I don't need to delve into that.
I am so grateful to hear from you, Chunt, my good friend, and you, Arnold, also my good friend, for I am so alone here. I've grown quite, listless and depressed here in this time.
You don't have any lists?
Not a single list.
Oh.
I wrote down one thing and then could not think of a second. So I started another list. I wrote down one thing, apples. Then no other fruit came to mind. Then I started a third list. I wrote the word horses, and I couldn't think of anything else with hooves.
Yeah, you clearly can't list things.
That's almost like me. I was on the beach with some friends, and I started a joke that started the whole world laughing. I guess it's not the same thing. Mine was pretty good. Mine was something positive.
You know, Usador, usually this podcast is like 80% lists.
One.
Banana?
Two.
I can't do it.
No,
I've lost my ability to list.
Two's a list. Three's a crowd. So we'll stick with two.
Very true.
You know, Usador, I know that you're trapped somewhere in the area in a haunted hot springs. Is that right?
That's correct, yes.
You know what's a funny thing? I was kind of looking at like a info board on Castle Skullmaster. You know, it just sort of gives you a little bit of a sense of what's on different floors of the castle, because it is huge. And I just happen to know, this is the weirdest coincidence, there is a haunted hot springs in this castle.
Whoa. Really? Well, to be fair, Arnie, the castle might have moved. I don't know if you know this, but in Foon, castles can move. There are moving castles. They can mostly just move in a straight line forward or to the side.
Wow.
I saw a castle crush a knight.
Wow, we should put episodes about this castle behind a paywall. Howl's Moving Castle? Who's that Howl up today?
Who's Howl?
I think now it would be Stitcher's Moving Castle. Anyway,
I just wish that I had a friend here to spend time with, soaking in these hot baths. I missed you two.
I missed you, Usador.
I missed you. And sorry I'm talking to you through Arnie's rune. Let me start up my own rune here again.
You're bleeding.
Sorry, Arnie. I'm saying it multiple times to make lists.
You fucking idiot. Usador, is this helping?
Yes, Dum-Dum.
Hey, Arnie, can I ask you an Earth question?
Sure.
When you talked about Howl's Moving Castle, when you mentioned someone howling, didn't you say that someone was named Tim Allen? Didn't you say on Earth that Tim Allen used to howl, and it sounded like this?
No, I kept talking more about some of the things he would say on Twitter.
What did he say on Twitter?
Well, let me put it this way. It's less of a and more of a
Oh, no, a sad howl?
Yeah.
And Arnie, you said Tim Allen just wants cookies?
Save it for a We Just Can't Stop Talking About Tim Allen spinoff podcast.
Coming this fall.
Very well. I shall use my amazing powers to step out of this hot spring, dry myself off from the bath, and open this door, and...
Oh, look, I'm in the castle.
Hey, Usador.
Hello,
I think
I'm here at the top of the stairs.
Hello. Usador, you have got to turn your rune off when you're in the same room as us.
Fine, here. Done. Off.
Enchant. I know I've said this since the beginning of the podcast. Stop saying the same thing over and over and over again.
Yeah, baby, I will. Bing bong.
We three boon companions are together once again. This fellowship reunited shall now strike down the forces of evil where'er we do encounter them.
We are so close to getting back on our quest, but first, you know, we gotta spend some time house-sitting in this evil castle.
Oh, all right.
Speaking of which... You know, this place, like I said before, is huge. This is like the biggest castle I've ever been in. And every once in a while, I'm just wandering around an area and I see there are other people here. Like, we are not the only people in this castle.
What?
Who else have you encountered?
Well, I was up on the fourth floor and there was a wolf with an eye patch. He seemed busy, so I didn't approach him and talk to him. But also I discovered that actually below us, a few floors down, there's a dungeon, and there seem to be a lot of prisoners. It's kind of depressing.
You said below us.
Prisoners, an opportunity for me to strike a blow for the forces of good. Yes. I shall suck the life out of this very evildoer by destroying every opportunity they have to commit another boner. I shall go down and free these poor withered souls.
Some of those seem like they're on purpose.
Go down.
Well, anyway, I thought since we should probably have a guest on this episode, because, you know, if we talk to just ourselves for too long, it just starts to spiral.
Spiral.
Anyway, so if you guys would be up for it, why don't we interview the, like, one of the lead dungeon guards?
Oh, so we shouldn't just kill all the guards and free all the prisoners?
Ooh, that, I mean, I don't know if I would do that. I mean, at least not until the end of the episode.
Okay, let's go talk to him.
Okay, sure. Victor?
Wow, calm down.
Oh, sorry.
Wow, whoa. Sorry, you caught me off guard, I think. Yeah, what's up?
Oh, I'm sorry, Victor. I thought you were in another room. I didn't realize
you
were...
No, I was, but then you just startled me, you know?
Yeah.
Arnie, I'm with Victor. Calm down.
Yeah, I didn't know if you were talking about someone else or, you know, I didn't know. Okay, so I didn't know until my name. So then when you said my name, I was scared.
Arnie, how dare you be so cruel to this wonderful castle guard just doing his job here? Have a little courtesy and respect.
Thank you, Usador. I've heard a lot about you.
Oh, thank you. Yes, I am a great and powerful wizard known all over that land of Foon, even more renowned than the great Spintax the Green.
Yes, who I, by the way, had a torrid affair with.
Oh!
Long time ago. But I'm not here to talk about
dish.
My memoir. Okay, fine.
No, sorry, I just stepped on a broken dish.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, there's a lot of... cutlery and...
Who has been treating this place this way?
You know, I haven't been trashing stuff, but I just got slippery fingers, and I just keep dropping things, and I'll get around to cleaning it up eventually.
Please, I know the field. My friends call me Wetsy, but that's for a different
dish.
Reason. Well, okay, did you step on another one?
No, I want the details.
So you're like the head guard, so the people who work under you, do they call you Wetsy Boss?
Here's the situation. I hate my job more than anything in the world.
Oh, no.
I hate it more than anything. I'm not cut out for it, and everyone below me knows it. So back when I was growing up, and I actually grew up in the dungeon, which, you know, a lot of people move, a lot of people, and a lot of new people have come in throughout the years. Mm-hmm. I've stayed here. Growing up, people used to make fun. It was so funny because they'd make fun of me so much that I would wet my pants, which was so hysterical. And so that's how I got the name Wetsy.
And I hate to ask this, but do you splash water on your pants on your own accord, or are you pissing them?
Okay, well, when I was a child, I would be pissing them, but now, yes, I take... Okay, don't tell anyone, but Skullmaster has, and I can't say the brand, an Italian mineral sparkling water. And so every now and then, I'm able to hula hoop on down to the kitchen.
Arnie, have we told you about Italians?
No.
Oh.
Italians are stallions... But they're egotistical, so they're not about the stallion, they're Italian.
Wonderful description.
But they make good mineral water.
They do.
Wetsy, am I to understand that you grew up in the dungeons?
Yes.
So you were a child prisoner?
Well, no, I mean, I was working for Skullmaster's child, so I was...
So child labor, not a prisoner.
I was born of prisoners. It was child labor. It was all above board.
Oh, great.
Except below deck.
I mean, I would say it's better. It's better.
Than being a prisoner?
A chipri is pretty wild, but a chi lab is more common. A little less intense.
I have to be honest with you. Have you all ever been to the dungeon?
Not this one.
No, you would love it. So I take care of all the stations to make sure people get really scared. So we have like one station that's like... clammy hands. You have to shake someone's hand for like 3 days and it's clammy.
Arnie, clammy hands are when someone is shucking shellfish.
That's right.
And they don't wash their hands and you touch it. It's called clammy hands.
Or, Chunt, you can make friends with the clams and keep them on your fingers and talk to them every day.
I never told you my name.
I have to be honest with you about something. I have been hearing a lot of what's been happening. I'm not kidding. And the word in the dungeon is you're a big bag of thungeon. But that's a good thing.
Oh.
Yeah.
Arnie, I told you I'm popular, baby.
People like you.
Ooh, life at the parpy. I'm the life of the parpy.
Now, I must ask one clarifying question. You say you're not good at your job.
I'm horrible at it. Why are you bringing this up? I just got here.
Usador, what the fuck?
I'm wondering if it's all a ruse. He says you're very popular in the dungeon. Then he lures you down, clasps you in irons, and now he has a new prisoner.
Kinky.
I'm telling you this. You give me way too much credit. I'm not, I have to be honest with you, I'm not smart. So I'm way, way too scared of everyone below me to ever pull a trick like that. The only trick I ever pulled was we had a female prisoner down here who had a really big skirt. And so I used to take her skirt and pretend it was my hair. That's the only trick I ever played.
It's a good trick.
There's a way to test to see if he's telling the truth, Isidore. He said he's really stupid. So, Wictor, what's 2 plus 2?
Oh, goddesses. Oh, goddesses. 2 plus 2 is...
Yeah. You got this.
14.
Oh, he is smart.
Minus 10 is 4. It just takes me longer.
He balanced the equation, so he did all right.
Wictor, I have to ask, Arnie, I don't know if you know this, but there's three types of guards. There's your standard guard, which just kind of stands by a door.
Yes, he only wears one sleeve.
Mm-hmm. There's a shooting guard, which is someone who takes people out and shoots them with a crossbow. Mm-hmm.
Sleeveless.
And then there's a point guard, who kind of, you know, runs the whole dungeon, kind of assists other people, and the point in point guard is that he usually, or she, or they, hold a blade to your throat.
Yeah, so I'm that.
Oh,
two sleever.
Wow, oh. Point guard, wow.
Yeah, so I've got, do you want to see my point?
Please. Yeah.
Okay.
Terrifying.
It's more terrifying in how erratic it is, you know what I mean? It's not like...
It seems like he's more afraid of the point than we are.
I'm almost more afraid that you're going to trip and slit your own throat and I'm going to see that.
You know what happens every once in a while? I do end up slitting not my throat, but the skin between my ear and my chin.
You seem to have a lot of scars back there.
So a lot of scars. In fact, and don't accuse me of surgery, okay? I might be old, but I've always looked this young.
That's not a tuck.
A little nip tuck here and there.
You might be old, but you've always looked this young, and that's meant to make me believe that you haven't had anything touched up.
Arnie, pull the reins. He said he was stupid.
When you live in a dungeon, there's no sunlight or any fog.
Well, I do want to say, I'm so sorry, Wictor. There is still sunlight. You're just not receiving it.
Oh, one of these. Okay. I got your number, hussy. I read it loud and clear. Yeah, you're right. There's no sunlight down there. I realize that there's sun in the sky.
Am I really a hussy?
I mean, I didn't want to say it before now, but I've always thought
Fuck me. Wow.
I mean, I don't 100% know what hussy means in Foon, but whatever Wictor means, I agree with him.
It just means, like, you're full of it.
I know you aren't fond of the dungeon. Have you thought of what other career you might like to do?
Times a million. I am dying to be a caterer. I would do anything to do it. But we don't host parties here any longer. Skullmaster used to love to host things, and I would dance around, and I would tell people, like, all the hot goss in the hot castle, like, oh my goddesses, can you believe Cynthia the Rat is wearing gray again, even though it's her fur, so we should give her a pass, but I won't.
And was everyone gagging?
Gagged. Drooling. Gooped.
I'm going to start using that.
What'd you say to me?
Sorry, I'm going to start using that.
Oh, okay, that's fine.
If that's okay.
No, it's fine.
Sorry, sir.
Watch out, everybody.
Oh, fuck, he cut himself.
Behind the ear again.
Yeah, nicked my ear again.
The path before us now is clear. We must hold an amazing evening time event. One so glamorous that we can assure that Wictor becomes the caterer he always dreamed of becoming. And I shall be the host of this soiree, a soiree to defeat evil.
Oh, figures. So let me just get this straight for a second.
Yes?
It was my idea to start hosting parties again, and you're the host of it? And I'm the caterer, even though it's my dream?
Wait, yes, I was trying to help you achieve your dream. Do you want to host the party?
I'd like to operate a traveling caterer host to where I could go anywhere and host the party in anyone's home and also be the caterer.
Oh.
Very well. The path before us now is even clearer. We shall create some sort of traveling device so that Wictor can travel and cater and host parties where'er he doth wish.
Wictor, can I ask you a question? I've actually always wondered this. this. If you are both the host
but it's
of
not
the party...
Gonna, it's not going to damage me, is it, your question?
I hope not. My
I wear
questions
my heart
are
on
you,
my sleeves. Okay.
If you are both the host
sorry,
of the
sorry,
party...
Sorry, sorry, sorry. I'm going to take that off and then put it back in your chest, and let's sew this up. Sorry, buddy. That needs to be in your chest.
Oh, thank you.
Not on your sleeve.
Look, it's been a long, long time since I've taken anyone into my heart, and so I just figured, let me take my heart to them. But you're right. Aww. I'll keep it in my chest.
Keep it in your fucking chest. Calm down.
Now, Arnie, what were you calling me a minute ago?
Oh, no, I was I was just saying, like, if you're a host and the caterer, mm-hmm. what is the kind of relationship then you have with yourself? Like, are you, like...
Screaming.
Oh, sure.
It's not good enough. Get up and listen.
Yeah.
And then you're also like... Fill the trays. Fill the glasses. Am I doing this myself around here?
Arnie, this sounds exactly like one of those episodes of Frasier that you described to us in great detail, where Frasier came in and yelled at Niles. But yeah, it's just one person yelling at himself.
Yeah, Arnie, you always say, Denial's not just a brother on Frasier.
Yeah, oh, and I love that joke that I make. You know, but guys, just you wait, because pretty soon I'm going to get up to explaining season 7 of Frasier to you, and it
just
keeps going.
You wait.
Oh, you know what? That's one of the stations in the dungeon. You have to hear season 7 of Frasier on a loop, someone explaining it.
Arnie.
That's one of the torture devices.
Arnie, you blabbing about Frasier all around Foon has caused this. They've now recorded it, and now they're playing it back to torture people.
People are dying rapidly from it.
Arnie, you hussy.
I hope that Daphne finally kills Niles.
The story of Frasier is traveling all over Foon via the oral tradition. I gotta tell you, that character, that's the longest lasting character ever.
Well, I think the dog died.
Whose dog died? Mine? I just got her. She's 6 months old.
You might want to check on her.
Oh, my goddesses.
What's your dog's name?
Parakeet.
Parakeet, come here, please. Parakeet.
You have her?
Oh, I'm just calling for her, hoping she'll show up.
Oh, so you have her, though.
Oh, here it is.
Oh, good.
Ruff, ruff.
Thank you. Oh, God, I was so unsettled.
Arnie, quick, grab some sunglasses to put on this dog.
Oh.
And Usador, make a Hawaiian shirt on it.
What, could this dog sell me a beer by any chance? I am thirsty.
Arnie, prop your shoulder under the other arm of this dog so we can both lift it up and make it look like it's moving.
I'll tell you, that dog could get you a lot of bikini babes.
Is that the kind of party we're going to have, Usador and or Winter?
It's bikini themed.
Ooh.
Because the Skullmaster used to love showing off his body, but I don't know if that's true any longer.
Wow, you're serving us beach bod realness.
Absolutely.
I've been on the beach for months. Oh, boy, I did lose my beach bod, though. I'm now just a full badger. Fuck.
Just you lost your beach bod at the beach?
Yeah, I was a badger head on top of a decrepit,
oh, that's right. You were, I remember you were wasting away or something, right?
Yeah. Yeah, in many ways. Oh, boy.
Sure.
Oh, boy. Well, why don't we get Parakeet some food? So she can eat.
Well, what are you going to feed it?
Well, what does Parakeet like to eat?
I don't know. I just got her.
Well, that's probably what happened. I mean, bark, bark, and we'll be right back.
When you choose Organic Valley, not only will you be enjoying great tasting dairy, you'll help to save over 1,600 small organic family farms who are protecting over 400,000 acres of organic farmland and all the plants and animals that call it home. This is dairy you can feel good about. It's great tasting, high quality organic dairy, ethically sourced from small organic family farms. To find Organic Valley Dairy near you, visit ov.coop. That's ov.coop.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase.
And we're back, and Wictor, your parakeet named dog is doing just fine. Tweet, tweet.
Oh, then no, it was a dog named Parakeet.
Oh, fuck, then it's dead.
And now I'm suspicious. What?
Dead, tired of us not having this party.
By the way, can I ask a really rude question?
Always. That's usually my job, but yeah.
Arnie, why is there a sword in your chest, and why aren't you doing anything about it?
Oh, that's a good question. I was stabbed by a necromancer with a magic obsidian sword. I can't get it out.
Arnie, that happens to a lot of guys. You can't get it out? Have you tried playing with it?
That happens to a lot of guys. They can't get
it
out.
That happens to anybody? You can't get it out?
I think so.
I used a magical spell to freeze the time around the sword, so actually it will kill him eventually, just incredibly slowly, over thousands of years. And Arnie will be dead long before that.
Oh yeah. It's gonna be so weird to see a dead Arnie walking around with that sword in his chest.
It's more like the sword walking around with a dead Arnie.
Good point.
The sword will walk?
That's one of the hit songs down here. The sword will walk, but does it talk? Deep in the heart of the dungeon.
That reminds me, Wictor. It just seems like there's a really complex and interesting sort of social order down in the dungeon. Like, I feel like we should learn more about what life is like down there.
Yeah, and I guess we've never commented on it, but you're huge, and it seems like everything in a dungeon is bigger.
It's very big, and I resent huge. I'm tall. Let's get that out of the way.
Sorry.
There is an order in the dungeon. There are high crimes, there are medium crimes, there are low crimes, and then there are dirty dog crimes.
Ooh. Bark.
Yep.
What's a high crime? What would be an example of a high crime?
Well, I'm going to try and do this so kids get it.
Okay.
Drugs.
Yes.
Substances. Yeah. So anyone who takes a cloud clear, you know, very popular.
Morglorb.
Yeah. It's a lot of that. And so that's the high crimes. And it's a lot of drugs and it's a lot of show-offs. And those are the ones I bring in here.
You did that so that kids could get drugs?
No, so that they would think it was cool.
Oh.
Yeah.
So what's an example then of a low crime?
A low crime is more like, you rubbed me wrong.
Oh.
I saw you out there and I saw you roll your eyes, or at least I thought I did. Or maybe one of the other guards. Mm-hmm.
The old stink eye.
The old stink eye. And it's just a feeling of, you think you're better than me.
Yeah,
you know?
I think also 1 or 2 months a year, the moons in the sky help affect low crimes.
They do. How does it go with the crimes? It goes, the lower the moon, the lower the crime. And at high moon, it's high crime. Yeah. Because then all they do is talk about, oh, look at the fucking moon. You know?
Well, I do have to commend you. You were right. You said during the break it was dank down here, and it is quite dank.
It is quite dank. And then, of course, there are people who go against Skullmaster for any number of things, you know? People who, if they put up an image of anything in their home that's not him, if they name someone a child that isn't named after him, just things like that.
Oh, so in this area that Skullmaster rules, you have to name all the children Skullmaster?
You do. I mean, you can call them something else entirely, but on their birth certificate, it has to say Skullmaster. And that way, if he ever needs to hide, there's plenty to do. There's plenty of, what do they call it, decoy? There's plenty of decoy.
Slip right in.
You know what? I don't talk like that.
Usador, cool it with the castle talk.
But hey, but fucking hussy, slip right back in. Off.
I've been around this dungeon 1 or 2 times, okay?
Wictor, would you say what Usador just did is a dirty dog crime?
That's a dirty dog crime. That's when you offend me with rudeness or with impolite behavior or with bad manners.
You did him dirty, you dog.
That's right.
Please, I beg thine forgiveness. Please allow me to make it up to you in some way.
I can't think of one possible way. Except,
that was fast.
Name my 5 favorite foods right now.
Damn it,
a list.
I want a list of my 5 favorite news on my desk by now.
Not only a list, but a list about somebody he's never met before.
I know.
I want my 5 favorite foods in a list in my hand now.
Very well, then. Your 5 favorite foods are as follows.
And he gave you a hint by saying he wants them in his hand now. We know that they're handheld.
And there's been a lot of alliteration.
I want a list of 5 things in my hand
on my desk, under my chin, tickling my nose now.
There's a theme in most of those. I'm not sure about the desk, but maybe. What do I know?
Bananas, celery,
two,
mushrooms,
three,
zucchinis,
four,
and pears.
Five. Oh, shit.
And in the order I eat them.
Lowering the sunglasses on the dog.
Oh, yeah. Bark, bark, bark.
Oh, my God.
This is
Parakeet Usador. You have truly given me the strength and the courage to live another day and to not kill another tit for the day.
Oh, do you... How many people do you usually kill a day?
Well, I kill them with kindness, but they do die.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh.
So I'll say something like, oh, look how pretty you look. And then I'll say, look over there. And then...
And kindness is what you call your blade, right? It's written on the side of it.
Yes. It is. That way no one's scared when they see it. And also, I'm not scared when I see my own blade.
Sure. It's weird that you also cut the skin between your ear and your neck with kindness.
Why is that weird?
Just saying, like, if you hold on, let me show you, if I may.
Yeah, please.
If you hold it like this, mm-hmm. see where the point is going outward towards mm-hmm. the enemy?
Mm-hmm.
That's how you should hold it. Because you hold it upward,
but then you don't get
like
to see
candle,
the prettiest part of the sword.
Which is the side?
Yeah.
Well, I guess that has the word kindness on it, so I guess that's not nothing. You clearly spent some time etching that into the knife, which shows skill and craftsmanship.
So you're saying I'm not supposed to be killing people with the handle of the sword?
I mean, oh. You can, but that would take a long time.
And you're saying that's why my hands get cut up when I'm hitting them over the head with my sword so often?
I was going to say, it looks like a lot of your fingers are just barely hanging on.
Honey, so's everything else in my life. Including my sanity.
Dish.
That's true. That's why my hands are barely hanging on. But I thought that was, I don't know. Someone handed me a sword one time, and they handed it to me like this, and I picked it up by the blade, and I thought, okay, well, then here we go.
Were they knighting you? Were you being...
They were nice.
Were they...
Oh, knighting.
Yes, did
no,
they...
No, it was
they,
day. It was broad daylight.
No. Did they point the sword at you and put it on one shoulder and then the other shoulder so the blade was towards you?
Yes, and I had to be on my knee. And they didn't tell me when I could come up, so I stayed there for a day.
I think you're a knight.
What?
No.
You see the sun here. You see the afternoon here. You see the evening here. It's not always night.
Anyway, I think it would be safer if you held your sword the other direction. It's still dangerous, though. If you swing it around in trying to read it, well, you could still cut yourself, but it's less likely.
Do I have another question?
Yes, please.
And you have to tell me fast.
Yes.
Or else you're back to the dirty dogs.
Oh, damn.
Number one, what are the perks of being a knight? And number two...
Oh, he's making a list.
What are the perks of being a wallflower? And I want two things for each.
Perks of being a knight. Great suit of armor.
Oh.
Good benefits.
Oh.
Perks of being a wallflower.
Yes.
9 out of 10 stars.
Sure.
Good soundtrack.
We can be heroes.
Yeah. I think you're right. I was knighted. And those were good answers.
Thank you.
Victor, I have a question for you. You spend so much time in the dungeon, you said you don't see daylight
slam
a lot.
Slam busy.
Slam busy, never heard that term before. But surely you have some sort of social life, so are you seeing anyone? Do you have a love life? Do you have friends?
Well, I do. Family? Yes. I have a lot of really close paramour who I see...
Wait, oh, he's looking at a notepad.
Yes, I'm sorry. I make a list every day.
I'm sorry.
So jealous.
But
that's
okay. I just couldn't tell whether you were hesitant to say paramour or whether you just never said that word before.
I never said it, and I thought you guys would like it.
I did.
Thanks. Someone down here said it once, and I thought, now that is so funny. And they said, I'm thinking of my paramour. And I said, well, now I'm thinking of a paramour. And they said, well, no, I mean, he died right before my eyes. And I said, well, you'll die right before mine, and then we'll be even. But
that makes
really
sense why your fifth favorite food on the list is pears.
That's right. So, yes, I do have paramour...
we like it. You can say it with confidence. We like it.
Okay.
We're impressed.
Paramour amour Louvre da Vinci.
Louvre da Vinci. Tell us more.
Well, I'm dating someone right now named Lube Da Vinci.
Oh. His name is Lube Da Vinci?
Lube.
Lube with a V. How dare you, Chunt?
What Chunt, you hear
what
you
a dirty
hear.
Dog crime that is.
Lube Da Vinci, you know what? You're actually the lowest of low because now you've offended me and I'd love to show you your new living quarters. Oh, wait. I meant deading quarters.
Oh, no. Arnie, help me.
You better
nope,
watch
you're
out.
You're on your own with this one, Lube. Oh, shit.
For your information, Lube Da Vinci happens to be very artistic.
Hmm.
Yeah. We met, on the,
You were about to say Paramore.
Am I impressing you with any of that?
I think you're choking. I think you're choking and you don't know it.
No trespassing?
Damn. No, don't go
in there. Listen, if I'm going to guide you, you have to stay on the path that I say.
Okay. Paramore.
So, does that answer your question about if I have lovers?
Yes, Lube Da Vinci and Notre. I get it. I know exactly what's going on.
It's a tale as old as time. We'd all love to meet Lube Da Vinci.
You know what now you're doing? Irritating me.
Merci.
Badgering me.
Merci. Mercy. I don't want to go to the dungeon.
Okay, I like that. The French lady before she died, before I killed her to get even.
Yeah.
She was saying that. Oh, no, she wasn't saying merci. She was saying, like, oh, don't, or something. I can't remember the word.
Arnie, have we told you about French people? It's frustrated wenches. So if you see a frustrated wench, we shorten it and call them French.
Yeah, she was very frustrated. She kept looking at me, trying to get through to me, and I didn't understand a word. So anyway, she got
I will
very
say a lot of frustrated wenches, or Frenches, Arnie, they get tired, and they'll say, I'm going to lay down.
Yeah.
Is that fun?
And it's a stereotype that they all laugh like this. But that's just a stereotype.
Sometimes those Frenches can't cut the mustard.
And they believe in saints, a lot of saints, but they're all crows. They believe in crow saints.
They do. And they also believe in rats running kitchens, which I think is disgusting.
Like, you mentioned earlier Cynthia the rat. It seems like, is she someone that people got?
She's my rival. Yes, she's my rival. Yes, she's my rival. Okay?
Oh.
Your rival?
A dish.
People are more scared of her than they are of me down here. They don't like rats down here, or up there even. But she used to always show off and say, oh, look at the cheese I found, and look at all this, and I'm going to host this, and you have to come, and da-da-da-da-da. And I said, you know what? I've seen you fuck everyone around this place.
And don't tell anyone
I said that. And I see you make babies like I make muscles. Steamed.
Oh, those kind of muscles.
So she shucked everybody.
Exactly. So now we're back to shell fruits, or whatever you call them. Fruits of the sea.
Shell fruits is right.
So is Cynthia still around? Is she still your rival?
She's still around. She's writing a novel. She thinks it's going to get published. I don't know where. Apparently it's all a dramatization of me and how horrible I am and how brutal I am and what a wimp I am. And
oh, shit. So she's telling on you. She's, what do I want to say?
She's rattletailing. Yes.
Fucking snake.
In fact, her book is going to be called A Rattle Tale. Oh, and don't buy it for children because it has nothing to do. It's not a kid's book.
I don't know if she's open to notes, but I would call it rat fuck.
You know what? I'm going to let her know. The other day I saw her in a Rat King. Do you know what the hell that is?
Oh, it's a bunch of rats with their tails intertwined?
And they can't get them loose. But see, she set them all up and then she ran away free and clear.
I heard that the way to undo the tails of a Rat King, since they can't get their tails loose, is to tell them they can't dance. And then one of the rats is going to be inspired to teach the others to dance. And once they all start dancing, even though some of the rats are adamant about not dancing, then all their tails get loose. Get loose. Come on, come on, rat loose. Tails loose. Loose tails. Come on, you know, loose tails.
Why don't...
Whoa, everybody cut.
Hold on. Yeah, why don't they get a knife and just everybody cut? Everybody cut.
Well, then they wouldn't have tails.
Everybody cut loose?
Cut rat loose.
Rat loose. Kick off your rat shoes. No, that wasn't good. I'm not a songwriter. Now I feel put on the spot.
No, you certainly should not feel put on the spot. I think you should turn your eye towards retaliation against Cynthia. For surely if she is to release this book about you, there are dirty secrets that you know and could reveal about her in kind.
It could take me down, and if I could write a book, it would be called this. Don't tie me up. Or else
he's reading
I'm
from
tied
his notebook
up
again.
And no more time.
Okay, it's a little long. It's a long
Well, do you
title.
Have any recommendations? I mean, I'm really trying to make it punchy. I mean, I gotta get something out of this gig. I hate it.
Can I hear the title again? Just check your notebook.
You want to... You can't tie me up.
Oh, he dropped his notebook in a pitcher of water.
Oh, goddesses. Hold on, let me find it.
Well, it's in
you
the
can't
pitcher.
Tie me... I can't read it. It's wet.
You lost all the pages of your manuscript.
Oh, this is so embarrassing.
I was already on page 2, and it was so good.
This is so embarrassing. Right in front of all of us, you wet your notebook.
Oh,
wetty. You little
it's
wetty.
It's wetsy, and it's really cruel to bring up. But yes, I did wet my notebook.
This is the perfect opportunity for a brainstorming session, then. I would like to start by suggesting that a new title of the book could be...
Mm-hmm.
Is Gray always in? Question mark.
Is Gray in? What is this?
Well, because you said earlier you made fun of him for always wearing gray, even though it wasn't his season.
Yes!
So, is Gray always in? Question mark.
Is
That's
Gray
the name of the book.
Is Gray always in? Is that what you're saying?
That is what I am saying.
He's yeah, right. Earlier we said, what are you saying? And you gave us the explanation without repeating the title. So I'm just confused.
Sorry, my apologies.
And then on the undercover it would say...
Cynthia's a bitch.
Yes. And guess who else is? Cindy Sherman, the photographer. Maybe.
Ooh.
No one knows for sure. She probably isn't. That's what the undercover says.
Arnie, a photographer is someone who paints your picture, but it's very fast.
Oh.
Yes, it's really... Like, did you ever go to the beach or play tennis, and then someone came up and was like, let me draw your huge face on a tiny body playing tennis? It's like...
Yes.
Yeah, it's like that.
You could write that book, or what you could do that's maybe more like psychological warfare
is
you could dress like a rat, and then once you're a rat, you go up to her and you say, hey, I heard you're fucking everyone.
Like that... The Hollywood Squares guy?
Well, I don't know. It's, you can name yourself Templeton or whatever it is. But just lend her a hand. Lend her.
Hey, Cynthia. Nice slacks. Where'd you get them? A barn?
Now
hey,
we're
Cynthia,
cooking.
Great book. What are you going to do with it? Then the joke.
Circle gets the square.
Anyone have poppers? Cynthia does a lot of poppers. And I don't know if you guys know what that is. But it's basically she just ingests, sniffs a lot of sniffers.
Oh.
Yeah, so she gets fun and she gets high a lot.
So, Victor, you've lived in this castle, it sounds like, your whole life.
My entire life, and it's been a journey. Some good, some bad, but it's home, and I appreciate that.
And your enemy is a rat that lives in the walls of this castle.
Yes.
And it seems like there's a chance that this rat has gotten the better of you, or is on the verge of getting the better of you.
Don't all rats? Have you ever had a rat? It does get the best of you. And by the way, it's embarrassing. And I'll tell you this, it's embarrassing for all prisoners here to be more scared of a rat named Cynthia than it is for a guard named Victor.
I do want to... boy, I don't know how to bring this up. I do want to mention your name. So your name is Victor, and out of the top of your head, you seem to have this little... I guess I would call it a wick. And you obviously cut yourself with your swords many times, and your skin is, you're not bleeding or anything. You have very waxen pale skin. I hate to ask this, but are you?
Yes, I am. I am a candle.
That explains the French accent earlier.
Yes. Yes, yes, monsieur. Da-da-da-da-da-da.
We put him on the spot to sing a song. You speak in the cadence of a frustrated wench.
I do, and when people come to the dungeon, I didn't sing you the official theme song of the dungeon.
Oh, what, let's hear it.
Be our guest, leave your bodies to my wreck. You can eat anything you want, except there's nothing here to eat. You can swim if there were a pool, you can dance if there were shoes, but you can't do any of those things, so instead, just break the rules. But if you do, you're gonna die. Hey, lady! Where'd you get those thighs? A dinner here is never ever served. Then it ends there.
Oh. Wow. I have some notes. Have you tried making it rhyme?
Fine. Be our guest, be a best. You can always make a mess if you want to.
I take it back, stop. I take it back.
Okay, sure.
I open the no trespassing door and there's a rose under
a glass dome. No, no,
No trespassing. No trespassing.
All right, yeah. I'll close it. Never mind.
Thank you. Please don't. Because then it beeps and then it goes all the way to the top of the thing and then people have to come down and they make calls and say, like, why weren't you on top of it? And then I get reamed out and I just, you know.
You get reamed out.
I get reamed out. I get the book thrown at me.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It's a good book, though.
Have you ever, I mean, I guess that would kind of hurt, but you've cut yourself with a sword, so it couldn't be too bad. Have you ever been lit?
Babe. Don't you worry about old Wetsy here, okay? I know how to party when it's time. Okay? Is that what you mean by lit?
I guess so. No? I meant your wick. Sorry, I meant your wick?
Yes, I have been set on fire a few times. Yeah, but see, I like it. I don't mind it, except that the only catch is that if once the wick goes all the way down, I die. So I don't, but it is very warming, and it's lovely to see people light it every now and then they have a romantic interlude.
Yeah.
Oh, but so. Also, it seems to me,
mm-hmm.
You've lived your life.
What the hell's that supposed to mean?
Like what? What has he lived his life like?
I mean, okay, I'm sorry. I felt like I was going to say something.
Hey.
I thought I was saying something poetic, but I realized I was just saying
No, please say it.
Literal.
I love poetry.
You've lived your life like a candle, you know.
I do. My mother's name is Norma Jean.
I was going to ask about your family. Like, who would let you have a job in a dungeon as a child?
They couldn't help it. They were imprisoned themselves. I was so cute. I used to come out and sing Good Ship Lollipop to Skullmaster, and I would do an entire routine. I would tap dance. I would toe shoe. I would ballet finger. I would do everything.
Ooh,
all
ballet
kinds of
finger.
Dance.
Can we see some of that?
Yeah, of course.
I don't know what I was expecting.
Beautiful.
I would ear flop. I would do everything possible to dance for him. I would, you know... knee knuckle. I would do it all, you know? I would rouge my knees. And so he thought I was so cute, and he would give me all these Dungeness crabs to eat and everything like that. And so finally he was like, I can't let you die with your family, but I can let you watch your family die. And I thought, like, this will be great. But then happened.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, I...
Present.
Sorry,
what?
Victor, I did want to ask.
It's not often that someone interrupts someone right mid-sentence talking about watching their family die.
I understand it. That's important. I'm going to let you finish. I am going
to
let you finish. Hold on. I'm going to let you finish.
What it was for.
I'm going to let you finish, but I have to ask. I'm curious because I'm a culinary mind myself. Do guards call it Dungeness crab, or would you all just call it crab?
Sorry, we do just call it crab. I did say Dungeness for your benefit.
Thank you. Okay.
But it is wild caught from the accidental spillage in the dungeon.
Oh, okay. Wow. And so, sorry. And so your family was being murdered or something?
Oh, I don't care. Yeah, something. Yeah, they were, you know, not supportive of my career of turning on them.
Mm. Yeah, so they were prisoners in a dungeon, and they weren't very supportive of you, like, your career of killing people in a dungeon.
No, dervishing on the dirt in front of the Skullmaster and making sure my, you know, lollipop tricks were working and all that stuff. You know? Hello, am I on here by myself? Hello?
I didn't want to interrupt because my hands were slapped because my paws were slapped earlier.
You can do slap hands too? That was one of my signature dances.
Oh, here we go. Face me, Victor, here we go. And 5, 6, 7, 8. Ding, da, 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 up and down and right.
Honk!
Ooh, you threw in a gooser. I haven't seen that in a while.
Well, I'm advanced.
Never been so entertained. Well, that was wonderful. I suppose it's about time to... would you like to go upstairs with us for a while and see the rest of the castle? Have you ever...
No, I've only ever seen the ballroom and the dining room and the bowling center. It's just a center. And I saw the museum, and I've seen...
Oh, were you in the castle when the birds flew off of the kitchen?
Yes. That was so annoying because I hadn't had my coffee. So anyway, I would love to come see the rest of the castle with you. That would be so great. But, you know, if you hear of any catering news or any bulletin board news about different restaurants that I could work at, please let me know.
Yes, of course.
Well, yes, we should head, I guess, towards the upper levels. But first, I just wanted to point out my ankles and my wrists have been clasped in irons. I don't know when that happened. I don't know how I got chained to this wall exactly. And
oh, yeah, and I'm dangling from the ceiling.
Oh, guys, I gotta go.
Hey.
What?
What? Oh, no, nothing. There's just a... there's a bird I'm meeting, so I gotta go.
I love birds.
Is it a parrot more?
It's a parrot more, yeah. Very sexy bird who says things like,
"Wow, nice legs!"
You know, it's very sexy. I get very turned on. So anyway, you all seem tied up, so I'll have to check in with you later.
Oh, Victor,
what?
Before you go, this door with these bars.
What of it?
It seems to be locked.
Oh, I'm sorry. Listen, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go run and get the key. Don't wait up.
The keys are over there on the wall.
Oh, no, not those. Those are the keys for the van.
He's checking his notebook. He has a second notebook.
Those are the keys. See, I have to catalog. Those are the keys for the launderer's settee foyer. Huh.
The launderer's settee foyer. All right.
So I have to go check. That's
makes
for
perfect
the launder.
Sense.
Yes.
Sorry, did you say sateen?
No, sateen is a gorgeous sheet. Okay?
Oh, it truly is.
It truly is. So I'm going to go buy some chateen seats. That's so funny that you mentioned that. That's what we're doing for my date.
Oh,
we're
going to
go buy chateen seats. Don't worry about the keys on the wall. Don't worry about your hands. They'll go numb after a minute.
Okay.
Just, are you religious at all? Or are you faithful of anything?
I believe in the goddesses, but I'm sure you'll be right back to set us all free.
I believe in love.
I believe in life after love.
Can you feel something inside you say, I really don't think... you know what?
I'll tell you. Victor, what the fuck are you doing? You're straddling that cannon? Get off that fucking cannon, you weirdo.
You know what? No matter how hard I try, you all keep pushing me aside because you think that I'm weak. Well, who's on top and who's on bottom now? Chain yourselves up, chain of fools, and I will see you on the ship.
Lollipop?
On the good ship.
I've never seen a candle wear fishnets.
Great, we're trapped down here with all these gypsies, tramps, and thieves.
Oh, there he goes with his parrot more.
Bye-bye,
birdie.
Love is real. Love is blind. Love is love. LGBTQIAFF.
He'll be right back, right?
Yeah.
How's the gang going to get out of this one?
Either that or we're just going to have to do like 30 or 40 episodes trapped in this cell.
Bye.
Usador the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adol Rafai. Wictor the Dungeon Guard was played by special guest Brian Safi. Find Brian on the Throwing Shade podcast every Thursday. I like the sound of that. And the all-new Groceries podcast every Monday. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adol Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Earwolf producer Kimmy Lucas. This episode edited by Garrett Schultz. Way to step up, Garrett. Guess we can't be the puppet master every week. Special assistance by Ryan DeGiorgi, a.k.a. the one packet of high-sodium soy sauce in the sushi that never gets used. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Laban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland.
So I guess the shattering is done?
Yeah, seems like they completely sidestepped it without ever having solved it. And that's pretty on-brand.
Do you think they'll do 30 or 40 episodes in that prison cell?
You know, even if they leave and move around, aren't they still in a prison of sorts?
Wow.
Aren't we all?
You can be a real downer sometimes, you know.
That's why I'm just the bookend.
Okay, I'm gonna go rehearse.
Can't handle 40 minutes of this much truth.
Okay, yeah, and don't follow me.
Business can mean a lot of things. For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, investments, but business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next billion-dollar company.
I need to create my own product that I control what the marketing is for.
Unconventional ideas that change the world we live in.
AI is everywhere, with venture capital pouring in.
From Elon Musk,
he took a massive axe and swung it through Twitter's workforce.
To Taylor Swift,
she is unstoppable as her Eras Tour stimulated local economy.
Your favorite coffee shop down the street to the vacation house you rented last weekend. Whatever business means to you, Wondery is the destination for business podcasts. Listen to top business shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Everything from top daily news.
There was more ranch dressing sold last year than ketchup and barbecue sauce.
We're buying the dip, literally.
To deep dives on the biggest successes and failures of our time.
20,000 people lost their jobs.
Wondery means business.